RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peake, on RadioMD.
So what's that four-letter word out there, the green thing that we're all supposed to be eating? Kale? See, I knew you knew it. We have Chef Abby Gelman on with us once again, our go-to green lady, who is going to explain that it's not just about kale, that there are at least 10 other greens that are maybe even healthier than kale. Could it be possibly true? Culinary nutritionist and chef Abby Gelman is our answer lady. So come on, help us with this. What's with all this green stuff other than kale?
There's so many choices, Pam. Come on. We don't just have to eat kale. If you eat only one thing over and over again, you get sick of it, and then you don't get all the other wonderful, delicious vitamin and minerals and flavors that are in all these other places too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's see. Here's one of my favorite ones. I want to start with beet greens. How many do you eat beets? I know a lot of people.
I absolutely go nuts over beets. Well, I love them for a lot of reasons, and also science shows that they're actually superb for exercise recovery. Mm-hmm. The muscules out there just love them. So all of our ladies in Her Radio Land, listen up. Beets are good. Don't be afraid of all the, you know, oh my gosh, they've got some sugar in them. You know, get over it, girlfriend. It's great sugar for you. Honey, it's not table sugar. This is natural vegetable sugar. Ooh-wee, we love that.
Well, next time you get some, and everyone out there in Radioland, don't throw out the greens. Like, all of that stuff at the top when you go and you buy a bunch of beets, those are delicious and incredibly nutritious. So, supposedly, they are even more nutritious than kale. So they have a ton of fiber and vitamin K and vitamin C and all of these things, and you cook them just like you would cook kale or any other type of green, or you can throw them in a smoothie. You can cut them up really small and put them in a salad, but whatever you do, do not throw them out.
I like it.
Use them.
All right, so we got beet greens. Now, I've got four C's written down here. Let's start with collard greens.
Collard greens, oh yeah, super nutritious, a ton of vitamin K and A and C. With collards, the only thing you need to do is cook them. It's really difficult to eat them raw, but you can steam them quickly. You can saute them with a little garlic and onion. You can braise them in some stock for a longer time, but they're delicious.
Ooh,
and
I love
really
it.
Great
well,
for
what
you.
About chicory?
Chicory. So some people don't know what that is. So it's radicchio, essentially. So like a bitter purple leaf is the most popular one. But I feel like we've talked about colors before, like a rainbow of vegetables. So the purple color in radicchio is basically an antioxidant and a polyphenol that is so good for you. So it's all of these little micronutrients that science can't even pinpoint all of them because there's so many of them all in this little set of green and purple and red
and
yellow green.
And we also like that and everyone out there, the darker the color, the higher the level of antioxidant. So we like that.
Yes.
What about chard? Let's go to chard.
Chard is great. It's pretty, if you're scared of greens or you think kale is too strong of a flavor, for example, chard is really great. You can eat it raw. You can eat it cooked. It's fairly
mild and mellow. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a great anti-inflammatory. It's good smoothies. It's a very good, well-rounded one to go to.
What about Chinese cabbage?
Oh, cabbage is great. It's a cruciferous vegetable, so it has a lot of detoxifying properties that are great for your liver. And just in general, it's really, really good health-wise. And it's a little bit different than the other greens because it is cruciferous. So that's it. You know, there's iron in it. There's a lot of great things in it that's a little bit different than some of the other greens.
Well, what about the two lettuces, romaine and leaf?
Oh, yeah. Always add lettuce if you can. Romaine has a ton of folic acid, which is great for your nervous system and your brain. And anyone who's pregnant out there, great. You know, you need folic acid when you're developing a baby. So romaine is great. It's also fairly mild. And regular red leaf and green leaf and those kind of lettuces, yeah, they have so much vitamin K, and they're great for you, and they just bulk up a salad nicely, and they're pretty mellow as well.
Well, what about watercress then?
Watercress is I feel like it's a little bit fancy. So if you want a little nice watercress, you know, like a little watercress sandwich. But they have four times the beta carotene of an apple, which is amazing in this little tiny green.
Wow, are you kidding me? Seriously?
Yeah,
four times the beta carotene of an apple.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Just in one little cup.
Yeah, just jam packing it. I like it. Oh, kind of a superfoodie kind of thing.
Yes, and I like to make like a chicken salad that's a yogurt based, or an egg salad that's yogurt based, and put it on a bed of watercress instead, and just have like maybe a waffle cracker or something on the side instead of making a sandwich. But then you have kind of a nice protein packed lunch with now four times the amount of beta carotene. And there you go.
I love that stuff. That's awesome. Well, oh, here's a fave of mine, spinach.
Popeye.
Just a moment while I flex my biceps for all to relish. Absolutely. All right. So spinach is a dark green. It's fabulous. It's just full, like all the other, you know, greens we talked about, of the B vitamins, so terribly important. So what else with spinach that we can talk about?
Spinach has a ton of iron.
There you go.
Amazing, coming from a green. So it's good for your muscles, right? It's good for your blood. It's good for your muscles. And I've heard that it's an appetite suppressant, although I'm not sure that I've tried it that way.
Careful.
But, you know.
We're going into the weird diet place, you know.
Oh my God.
You're going to have people eating like mountains of spinach. Suddenly, you know, Whole Foods will be empty. It's all emptied out because Chef Abby on her radio said it's going to suppress your appetite.
It's unfounded.
Well, at least everyone out there will be regular if they do it. And you know, one really nice point here is hit a farmer's market when you can. That's really cool, because if you really want to do that farm to table thing, I mean, obviously there's some great co-ops and whatever out there and back and forth, but I personally am a huge fan of the farmers markets. One, I love to support local farmers. And certainly now that it's summertime, you know, they're all out in, you know, in force out there. So enjoy them. I know you like them, Chef Abby.
There's so many things that you see when you go that you wouldn't even see in your Whole Foods or your local grocery store. There's, you know, probably 10 different varieties of cabbage that you wouldn't see. And there's 10 different kinds of greens, tatsoi and mustard and all sorts of things. And if you just go and you talk to the farmer, they'll even tell you how to cook whatever it is that you want to try.
And see, that's what I love, because the farmers themselves are all over this. I just absolutely love this. Everyone, we've been talking to our wonderful Chef Abby Gelman. She is a culinary nutritionist and our go-to person for all things how are we going to eat well? And we've been talking about the 10 greens that are healthy and maybe even healthier than kale. If you want to learn more about Chef Abby Gelman, please go to culinarynutritioncuisine.com. Thanks, Abby, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and you better stay well.